Finally, turning to news here at the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI met with the 23 new cardinals he created on Saturday during a special audience. The cardinals were accompanied by their friends and family. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
After a weekend of celebrations, this meeting with Pope Benedict was altogether a more relaxed affair. This was a day, as the Pope put it, to prolong the climate of prayer and of community that we have lived in these days of celebration for the creation of 23 cardinals. But it was also a day for these princes of the Church to present their families and close friends to the Holy Father, who had come from near and far to witness this important moment in their lives.
Il concistoro e la celebrazione Eucaristia di ieri, solennità di Cristo Re, ci hanno offerto un'occasione.
Speaking to all those gathered in the Paul VI Hall, the Holy Father said, "The consistory and Eucharistic celebration on the Feast of Christ the King has given us the chance to uniquely experience the universality of the Church, which is so well represented by members of the College of Cardinals from around the world, gathered in communion with the successor of Peter." The Pope went on to greet the new cardinals from Italy and France and their relations and friends before addressing the English-speaking prelates he had elevated in Saturday's consistory.
I extend a cordial greeting to the English-speaking prelates whom I had the joy of raising to the dignity of cardinal in last Saturday's consistory.
Following his greeting, the Holy Father spoke about the history of the College of Cardinals.
I am also pleased to have this opportunity to welcome their family members and friends, and also faithful who have accompanied them to Rome. The College of Cardinals, whose origin is linked to the ancient clergy of the Roman Church, is charged with electing the successor of Peter and advising him in matters of greater importance. Whether in the offices of the Roman Curia or in their ministry in the local churches throughout the world, the cardinals are called to share in a special way in the Pope's solicitude for the universal Church. The vivid color of their robes has traditionally been seen as a sign of their commitment to defending Christ's flock, even to the shedding of their blood. As the new cardinals accept the burden of this office, I am confident that they will be supported by your constant prayers and your cooperation in their efforts to build up the body of Christ in unity, holiness, and peace.
The Pope went on to address the other new cardinals in their respective languages, including German, Spanish, Portuguese, and Polish. In conclusion, Pope Benedict assured the new cardinals that his prayers were with them, and he added that he was counting on their precious support in order to help him to continue to better serve all the people of God. I'm Lydia O'Kane.